Dinah, here is one from Stephen in Brentwood. He says, since black absorbs heat and white reflects it, why aren't Native African people white to cool down by reflecting heat and Eskimos black to absorb more heat and warm themselves up? Why have they evolved to be the way they are?
Right, so logically it should be the case that if you have pale skin, it's going to reflect more light and therefore more heat and would be more suited to living in warmer, sunnier places. But what is actually happening is that people with darker skin have more melanin, more pigment actually in their skin, and this prevents the short wavelengths of light, the UV, from penetrating deep into the skin. And it also means that the skin can produce vitamin D in suitable levels. Whereas if you live in northern climes, in places where there's less sunlight, so for example in the UK, then it's much better to have paler skin, which allows more sunlight to get into your skin and more vitamin D to be produced. And vitamin D is great for strengthening bones. It prevents you from getting diseases like rickets, which obviously would be very selective against a human population if they were living in northern Europe.
And one thing I would add to that, we interviewed Nina Jablonski, Professor of Anthropology at Penn State University in the States, on this show, and she also made a very good point about this, which was that UV radiation damages folic acid, which you need for the development of the nervous system. So if you become folic acid depleted, you get diseases like spina bifida. And so in countries like Africa, where there is a lot of UV in the sunlight because it's very sunny, if you don't protect yourself with lots of melanin, then you will deplete your folic acid, you'll have an excess of neural tube defects like spina bifida, and this would manifest in a cost to reproductive fitness to the population. So because there is so much sunlight, Africans can afford to have dark skin and still make enough vitamin D and not lose their folate. But once you get up to the parts of the latitudes that we live in where it's miserable all the time, vitamin D becomes the real problem, and you need to make enough vitamin D, so you have to have pale skin, and there's so little UV because we hardly ever see the sun anyway that it doesn't become a problem from the folic acid depletion neural tube defect perspective. So I mean, that was her argument for the reason. So there you go.